visiting with a pair of Fresno State players, joining us strong safety Charles Washington and offensive lineman Justin Northern. Justin, we'll start with you talking about the offensive side of the ball for Fresno State. What do you see as the strengths of the Bulldogs this season on the offensive side?
As always, it's tempo, and Martez Waller. And we got a lot of young receivers with a lot of talent on the outside. So,
well, how tough is it when you have quarterbacks changing in terms of getting your continuity together up front and you have a different guy you need to work with back there?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just you need somebody that's just willing to command it, you know what I mean, and just get those, whatever we're doing, just get it out there and get it fast, you know. Because the O-line, we just need the call, and we're set in the center is really our quarterback in Bo Bonheim. He's setting where we're going. Mm-hmm. He's really the commander out there for us. So really in the continuity in that aspect, our center is the one that running that. But we just, as a quarterback, we want formations out there quick. We want the plays out there quick. We want lining up quick, and that's how we go.
You've had two different quarterbacks in the 2 years you've started. Derek Carr, who's now with the Raiders. Do you notice that the teams crowd the line a little bit more? Is it more difficult to block when you have a lesser quarterback than when you had somebody that's gone under the pros?
You know, I think it's really difficult to compare anybody to Derek Carr, obviously. Mm-hmm. But you know, I think it all depends on how a team schemes us, obviously, and all that. But I know that our biggest play last year was counter, and when we played Boise, that made it really evident that they were gonna come after us, and playing Rice too, that they like to fit somebody in the box. And when it comes to the quarterback, and I guess that's when it's a big deal, when the quarterback has to see that and see the rotation of the safety, see the crowding of the box, where you want to get the ball out fast rather than run it.
All right, Charles, you're listening to all this, right? They're telling you what you guys do. So you know they were struggling at times at quarterback. Your team was a couple of guys in and out, and as a defensive guy, you can see when somebody doesn't have command of what's going on. How much difference have you seen with the team from the spring at the quarterback position on offense when you're in there scrimmaging? How's the team looking?
I've had the chance to see multiple quarterbacks back there, Zach, Kilton, and Chasen, Virgil. He's a freshman. So it's good to see competition. None of them are just taking a back burner and letting the other person take the starting spot. So it's a competition. It's good to see that from younger guys.
Mm-hmm. And on some level, you read this all in the NFL, that they say just manage the game, right? Just manage the game. And here's an old lineman saying, just give me the play calls. Tell us what we're going to do, because we got a lot of talent up here, right? You got a guy that can run the football, and now you don't want to play great defense.
Yeah.
Is that how you think this team could be built? Justin, I'll ask you, is that how this team could be built? Just get somebody that can get it out?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just having confidence. You know what I mean? I think with the previous quarterbacks that we had a couple floating in last year, and I think – and even Zach was in there for a game, you know. I think it's just him. Even in that game, you can look. He just didn't have the confidence to know exactly where he was going at the time. Just like Coach said, if it's a wrong call, just get everybody on the same page and we'll go 100%. You know, and that's really the biggest thing we need. We just need everybody just to be on the same page and going fast, and we'll be great.
Charles, what makes Martez Waller such a tough running back? We saw him play against Boise State, voted on the all-conference team to start the season. You're looking at him coming from behind a guy like Justin. What makes that tough to stop?
He's just a downhill runner. You know, he's not too shifty. He'll run at you, and he won't shy away from contact. So I like that about Martez.
Now, when you were being recruited, I noticed in some of the notes you were recruited by Boise State. How serious did that ever get, or do you even remember that?
I was told about Boise State after the fact that I committed to Fresno State.
Oh, and then they called you.
Yeah. I was told so.
Did you ever rethink your position?
No. Never. Once I made that commitment to Fresno State, that's what it was. I knew Coach Hill would take care of me. And we did have the coaching change, but at the time, Coach Hill was the head coach, and I knew that's where I wanted to be, close to my family, to where they could come see me play and play in front of the railway.
So, Charles, I was looking at the stats last year and reading what Coach DeRuiter said about a lot of balls. Things would go great, and then all of a sudden balls are going to stay completed, you know, the deep ball. Without, you know, standing further back and letting everything come in front of you, what's the adjustment this year for the defensive backs to stop that from happening?
Just be more competitive. When we have the opportunity to take away the ball, just make sure we take it away. Opportunities don't come that often. Mm-hmm. So when you do see them, you have to go get it and make sure you capitalize on the opportunity.
It's Mountain West Media Days here on Sports Radio 93.1 FM, 1350 AM, The Ticket. Bob Beeler and Jeff Caves down in Las Vegas. We're visiting with Fresno State players, strong safety Charles Washington and offensive lineman Justin Northern. Charles, you started 27 straight games, yeah. But it's been at three different positions. How has that helped you, and what has been difficult about bouncing back and forth between nickel, corner, and safety?
Like you said, I played about five positions in my career here, and it's helped me out a lot just to see where other people are. If I'm at linebacker, then I know where the safety has to be. If I'm at safety, then I know where that linebacker can be, that nickelbacker, that Sam linebacker. I know where the cornerbacks can be when I'm fitting it. So it's just different aspects of the game that I've capitalized on, and I've learned about, more about football, just playing different positions. As far as my weakness, is week in and week out, I will have to go from here and learn this new technique, and I've never played press at corner. So my first time playing corner, it was like, just go out there and compete. That's what it was. It wasn't any go do this and do that. Just go compete and give it all you got. And that's pretty much what it's been, bouncing around. Just be competitive.
Which position did you like the best, and which one do you think you're the best at?
I think I'm the best at corner. I'm very physical. I have the mindset of a safety but the speed of a cornerback. So that's where I'll be this upcoming year, at cornerback.
I'll ask both you guys about playing Boise State twice last season and what that felt like, and now to not have them on the schedule. Is that good, bad, or indifferent?
Yeah, it kind of hurts that they're not on the schedule. We've been playing, I mean, that's our history. We've been playing them, I mean, since I can't remember, you know. But, yeah, I always want to get a shot at them, especially my senior year. I want to get a shot at them. So I'm hoping that we go to the Mountain West Championship game and they're there. So,
yeah, I guess that's one way to see them, right, Charles? See them in the Mountain West Championship game.
I look forward to playing Boise all the time. I know they'll give us a run for our money, whether it's a win or a loss. I know Boise's going to show up, and I know we're going to show up. I love playing at Boise's stadium, but it's been a good 4 years that we've had to play against Boise. They gave us a run for our money. We gave them a run for their money. So,
Say difference playing somebody twice? I mean, basketball, they play people two, three times a season. Football, you generally don't see somebody more than once. Was that weird, guys, to play somebody twice?
Not really. Once you play them the first time, you get a feel for it. Then you go back to the film room and see what you can capitalize on, what mistakes you made the first time playing them. The second time is your chance to get everything right, to not make that same mistake that you made the first time, to help the other team win.
All right, the last question for me at least. Charles, the league really this year is without this big, huge quarterback. Chucky's coming back off an injury. Mm-hmm. Is there any other quarterbacks that you may have faced last year that you think, hey, this guy was pretty good, if he advanced, he could even be better, that you faced last year?
Within a conference?
Mm-hmm. That's about how we feel.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, honestly.
Not many people threw for over 1,000 yards, really. It may be a little easier for you with defensive line. Justin, was there some defensive linemen or defensive line that you thought as a group were a tough group to compete with?
Well, you know, I don't know who's coming back or not, you know what I mean? But I know from past, when we played Utah State in the championship game a few years ago, they were tough. They were really tough, and Boise's always tough, but we don't play them unless you get the championship game. But, you know, everybody's got their tough guys. Everybody's got their tough guys. So.
Before we let you go, Justin, for Fresno State to be really good this year, what has to come through?
We need to come together as a team and just play fast.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.